It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News.
Como News.
Welcome to Inside Out, the show that helps you create the coolest kitchen, reveal the most beautiful bathroom, and rock the rec room. Whether you do it yourself or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Now, Inside Out with Tammy Michaels continues on Como News.
I am Tammy Michaels, and today we have all kinds of great things that we're covering. We are talking about refurbishing your cabinets, refacing your cabinets, replacing your cabinets, and just about darn near anything else you want to talk about when it comes to home improvement from an interior designer's. And I'm a licensed bonded general contractor. I'm here to help you in any way that I can. And let's give out those phone numbers. Doesn't really matter. It's related to home improvement, call me, or design, call me. What I always say is, I know the teachers. I can find it for you, and I can help you find someone that can help you with that design dilemma, your construction problem, and even tell you some of the things you shouldn't do when you go down this path. Let's get out the phone numbers.
1-877-397-5666. Toll free, 1-877-397-5666.
Okay, so we talked about the cheap Chinese thermofoil doors.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the very important and wonderful products that are known as thermally fused laminate. And so I want to talk about this a little bit. And there's a company that I always try to say nice things about. In fact, everything that I know about this product, which is now quite a bit, I learned from the lovely folks at KML. And so I want to tell you, if you see this as a product, pretty much from anybody, I would say that you're on the right track for a product that is made to resemble wood. And what does that mean? Well, what that means is these products that are made by, they're a composite panel industry leader. And what they create is a thermally fused laminate product. And I mean, this stuff is really gorgeous. It's strong. It's attractive. It has the look and feel of wood. And it's environmentally friendly. They have 800 patterns and textures with edge banding. This stuff is really super cool. And when folks are refacing kitchen cabinets, we use it a lot, especially when, you've got kids and hands, and we use it more and more and more in multifamily, so it holds up. So I don't want folks to think that when I'm talking about the cheap product, that in any way I'm talking about, products like this, the laminates that are made from folks like KML. Look up their website. They're made locally here in the Tacoma area. They sell their product all over the country, and I'm really proud of them. And they're the ones who gave me more information about this than anybody could ever want. Spend some time looking at it if you're looking at refacing your cabinets and you're wanting more of a synthetic product. We're also going to talk about refacing using real wood and painted doors, and some of the things and misconceptions that are out there about refacing, and some of your options so you can be a good consumer. Right now, our phone lines are just blazing. Let's give out those numbers one more time.
Yeah, it's right now. You can call us 1-877-397-5666. That's the toll-free line, or if you're in Seattle, it's 421-1000.
Let's go to Karen. Hi, Karen. How can I help you?
Hi. There are some scorch marks, a few little scorch marks on our laminate countertop that I think some teenage friends did when we weren't right there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how to get rid of them or what I can do.
Okay. Well, first of all, where are they on the countertops?
They're near a corner.
Okay. So, in other words, if it's an end run, is it an island so everybody's going to see it? Is it next to the stove? Is it kind of back in a corner where nobody sees it? Geographically, in your kitchen, when you walk in, where is it? How visible is it?
It's very visible. It's right on the end of kind of a peninsula.
A peninsula. Okay. Yeah. This is good news. The reason why it's good news is because what I would tell you to do is to think about, now think about this, that you might want to do a different countertop on just that one stretch. Now, this might, well, hear me out on this. This might actually give your kitchen an updated look. How long ago did you redo your kitchen?
How long ago did we what?
Redo your kitchen. How long has your existing kitchen been there?
It's been there since the house has been there, so it's been there about 22 years.
All right. I would say it's time for a minor update, and things happen. So here's what I'm going to tell you is I have a peninsula in my kitchen. And what I did is I made my peninsula look like an island. When you walk in, it really feels like my peninsula is an island. And it's because it looks so different. My perimeter of my kitchen is all light gray cabinets, but my peninsula is... American cherry with a walnut, kind of an espresso stain on it. Really pretty. And so the stone that is on my peninsula almost looks like a light natural grassy green onyx. And then the perimeter of the stone is a granite, and it's in neutral shades of off-white and gray, and so with specks of copper. So what I would tell you is, look, you can possibly consider this. You're asking me for real advice. Consider, you know, you're not going to be able to really hide those burn marks. You're not going to be able to really repair those burn marks. It's laminate. It's not that expensive of a material. In the length and life of your kitchen, things happen. You have kids, things happen. Look, my son put a pizza box on my antique dining room table, and the whole table had to be refinished. And you know what? He's a great kid. So when you have kids, you know, there are things that are going to happen. But I'm telling you that you don't have to worry about replacing all the countertops if you just separate this one out. Come up with a coordinating color, possibly look at, you know, changing the color on that peninsula, maybe adding a little molding to it so that it looks slightly different. I would reface that peninsula and maybe make it have a little bit different door style. Those are some options. And what I would say to you is, you know, at the end of the day, there's not really a repair for laminate that you're not going to see it.
All right.
So there you go.
All right.
That,
all right.
You know, it's a little bit more of a, but I think of it as an upgrade. The kitchen's going to look a lot better.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's been 22 years.
It's been 22 years. And you know what?
It's time.
Things happen when you have kids. And they just do. And, you know, I mean.
What do you do with the pizza box? Just let it melt there on the table?
No, or? You know, bare wood is very vulnerable to heat. And just even setting it down for a brief moment can scorch and bleach the finish on a table, which is why, you know, your mother, my mother, always came running with a trivet. So now I'm the trivet person. And I even sometimes, at Thanksgiving, I had folded up towels. I know it wasn't fancy, but it was like, nobody better burn my table. And it's because it's easy. And this stuff happens. Mm-hmm. You got to roll with it. So you don't have to redo your whole kitchen, just that one area.
Okay, you can call 421-1000, toll free, 1-877-399. 75666. Tammy Michaels, Inside Out.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. BassettFurniture.com.
You know, Sound Kitchen and Bath just does things different. Yes, they do. All of those pictures on Houzz, on Pinterest that you found, guess what? Sound Kitchen and Bath can build and create just about darn near anything you want. No, we're not somebody that just has 6, 12, or 25 door styles. We have an infinite number of door styles. We create our own door styles. If you see it, we can manufacture it and create it. And not only that, you won't believe how competitively priced we are at Sound Kitchen and Bath. I love this company so very much. I invested my own money in the one, the only, Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way.
Stop the pain.
Sometimes it's all you can think about.
I just want it to stop.
You've been to your doctor.
I'm always in the doctor's office.
You've tried pain medicines.
I've tried everything.
You just want to stop the pain.
I just want my life back.
Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way understands. People respond differently to pain medicines. We can work with you and your doctor to customize pain medications into a single dosage form or suggest deep-reaching creams or gels to address muscle, joint, or nerve pain. Call Key Compounding Pharmacy at 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900. Visit at 530 South 336th Street in Federal Way and online at keycompounding.com.
AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Judith Larson.
Well, I'm not sure I'm hearing this right. Southbound I-5 approaching South Center. Sounds like we have a disabled tour bus, maybe. Then the only other blocking problem in Seattle is a medical emergency northbound on Bourne right there at University Street, blocking the right lane. And boy, do we have a lot of traffic at the U.S.-Canadian border. Now, in the northbound direction, about 25 minutes at the Peace Arch and a 25-minute wait at the Pacific, but it's the southbound direction. Wow, that is a three-day holiday up there. We're looking at an hour and a half heading south in the Peace Arch in almost 2 hours at Pacific. Your next report at 11:24. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Cloudy with a chance of showers this afternoon. Highs near 60 right now. 56 degrees.
Como News. Flooring, wall colors, furniture accessories. She's got you covered. This is Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
I am Tammy Michaels. And let's talk a little bit more about refacing. We've talked about refurbishing, which means to take the finish that's there and just give it kind of a new look, you know, by my shoe polish technique that I talked a little bit about. By the way, these shows come up on podcasts. So if you miss something, on Como, you can go back and the wonderful folks over at Como help edit these and put them up on podcasts. So old shows, and today, if you're not able to write something down, just be aware of that. You can go back and click on it and listen up. I want to talk a little bit about refacing. So one of the things that I find intriguing is when folks go out and reface kitchen cabinets, they will tell you that now we're just talking refacing, not replacing. So they come in and the various refacers, and they maybe have between 6 and 25 door styles. That's about typical. And then there's a variation in charges. So going to say something nice about Sound Kitchen. They don't charge you any difference for any door, any species, any color, any paint. And so that's something that is rather confounding to me about the refacing industry. I got to tell you, the wealthiest guys and probably gals here and there in the kitchen and bathroom industry are the refacers.
Oh.
They're the ones that make the most amount of money. Now, I'm a capitalist. I got to tell you, I'm a self-employed girl. I love the fact that I earn a good living, but I'm also sort of a fair-minded girl. Just a plug, I always say nice things about our unions. So I'm not just in it all about me. I pay my people, but I'm shocked when I read these refacing bids. And what I want to tell you is there are a lot of people getting taken to the cleaners. I feel like I'm kind of venting my inner Gilda Radner, you know, with this little bitty piece of spinach stuck in their teeth. Seriously, the prices that I read on these refacing jobs, it is astonishing. So what I want to tell you is there's a lot of meat and fat on those bones. So don't be afraid to go in and to, you know, ask, you know, go back and compare, shop the competitors. And the other thing is that, I hear this, and in about a week. Well, here's the problem. It's not about a week. It's about a week from the time your house is, the doors are taken off and the new skins go on, and then somebody comes in and puts on the stone, and they do that. That's about a week, about 2 weeks, because the templating on the stone, on granite, that's going to take about a week, week and a half. But ordering the doors takes about 4 to 6 weeks, because each door has to be custom made for your kitchen. So when somebody also says, and in about a week, well, that's not from the time you call them and they go into your house. They have to custom make each one of those doors to fit each one of your cabinets. And no two are really the same. They don't open the same.
In about a week, a month from now.
Thank you. That's a good way to put it. In about a week, a month from now,
yeah,
or 6-7 weeks from now.
Yeah.
And everybody's also really busy. Here's the other thing I want you to know. All the best contractors right now are booked up. I mean, I'm talking August, September. So, you know, it's about a week in July.
Mm-hmm.
So
next year.
Well, no, but
not,
you know,
that far.
Yeah, no, but you know, you've got to understand that what that means.
Yeah.
And you have to understand that they put a new skin on the cabinets. It's a great option for folks. A new island, great option. But you know, I kind of an anti-hype kind of girl. I like to say it the way I see it. And that doesn't always win friends and influence people.
Yeah.
But you know what? I also said something to somebody the other day that they quoted me on. And I said, you know, if somebody doesn't have, if you live your life and somebody doesn't have something bad to say about you, well, then you're not doing anything right.
That's right.
Because
you're not living.
You because you can't be out there doing good things without having naysayers. Oh, I don't like what you.
That's true.
So, you know. But what I will say is there's a lot to compare when it comes to refacing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in the refacing. And so about a week in July.
A month from now.
A month from now.
Right. It is the number 1-877-397-5666. Call us 1-877-397-COMO.
Block the sun, not your view. Call Rainier Shade today. Sunscreens and awnings. Locally manufactured, deal factory direct. RainierShade.com. In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a 7-year warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because it will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com. Do you hate the glare on your flat-screen TV? Do you want to protect your flooring and upholstery from fading? Block the sun, not your view. Call Rainier Shade today. Exterior sunscreens reduce the glare and actually enhance your view. Sunscreens and awnings operate by the touch of a button. Locally manufactured, so you deal factory direct. Call Rainier Shade today for a free consultation. RainierShade.com. That's RainierShade.com.
You've waited for a lifetime for the kitchen or master bath of your dreams. You need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath and make your dream a reality. If you love the rich look of American walnut, exotic zebra wood, or gorgeous moldings, you need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath. Fabulous design and service. Sound Kitchen and Bath services the entire Puget Sound. The kitchen or master bathroom of your dreams is here. Call Sound Kitchen and Bath today. SoundKitchenAndBath.com. That's SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
Como News Time, 11:24, and our AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Judith Larson.
A couple couple of new problems involving buses. Now, in Tukwila, we have a disabled shuttle bus. Some people on their way to the airport, they're stuck. Southbound 5 at South Center, right there in the center lane. That's causing traffic to slow on I-5 and 518 right there. Then northbound 5 in Tacoma, right there, somewhere near 38th. I can't exactly see in my camera. We have a disabled bus there, and that's causing north 5 traffic to slow approaching the scene as well. Your next report at 11:34. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Cloudy, chance of showers, and highs near 60 today. Right now, it's 56.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels continues.
Yes, I am Tammy Michaels, and we are talking about refurbishing, refacing, and replacing your cabinets. Now, here's one of the things I want to say is a combination sometimes of refacing and replacing is not a bad option because, you know, you can keep a lot of the perimeter cabinets by adding some pullouts, adding some shelves. But the other thing that I will say that I find intriguing is that just keep in mind that those old cabinets, there are companies that'll come in. All you have to do is Google it up. And for those old oak boxes that really lack functionality. So here's my argument for replacing. What you find in a lot of these 70s, 80s kitchens, 90s kitchens is really big dead corners. And everybody has those. They have those corners where you've got the pots and pans. People put what my husband calls a Dutch roaster. He's Mr. We're carnivores in our house, so he makes a lot of prime rib, roast beef, and turkey kind of thing. And so we have those big roasting pans. And so in those old kitchens, that thing is usually way back, and you have to almost crawl on your hands and knees.
Yep.
Well, today's kitchens that are completely reconfigured, we don't have those dead corners. And even Lazy Susans, things fall off the Lazy Susans. They're stuck in the back. It's just, it doesn't make it very easy. Now we have actual corner cabinets that imagine them that they're V-shaped and they pull out and we can access the space all the way back in that corner. The other thing is that a lot of those cabinets, I'm going to use some technical terminology, are face framed. So not frameless. European cabinets are frameless. So imagine, and you'll know which one you have when you open your cabinet door, if you can kind of run your finger along the inside of the cabinet and about from the knuckle down or a little more than that, there's a face frame. And then the doors attached to that perimeter face frame. Frameless cabinets, that they typically have the hardware that is mounted on the interior of the cabinets, and it's frameless. It, in other words, it doesn't have that face frame. Well, those face frame cabinets, you lose a lot of real estate. The boxes are, and if you have a small kitchen, frameless cabinets are going to buy you more space. I would say if you have a tiny kitchen, you're better off ripping out those old cabinets, recycling them, don't throw them in the landfill, and looking at frameless cabinets. And then you're going to have maximum storage ability. And you will not believe it when you take out the old cabinets in a small kitchen and then you put in frameless cabinets, you won't even know where to put everything. I mean, you're just like, oh my gosh, I could put it here, or I could put it there, or I could put it everywhere. You're like, you know, green eggs and ham. I could put it here, I could put it there, I could put it everywhere. You have so much storage, it almost seems like your cabinets have stretched and expanded. And I've actually voiced commercials where I call them expandable cabinets because you have the same amount of square footage. You haven't knocked out any walls, but now it feels as if your kitchen is enormous just in the same footprint. And it's because you've gone to frameless cabinets. And you have a lot more storage. We don't have to have those dead corners. You don't have to crawl in the back. The other thing is that now we have all these unique and storage ability to optimize, you know, for spices, for pots and pans, for the lids for your pots and pans. So the lids slide out in a separate drawer and things just aren't falling all over in the replacement option of your cabinets. And, you know, one of the things I'm going to be talking about today is selecting a door style and a wood species. So, you know, a lot about refurbishing, refacing, and replacing kitchen cabinets today.
All right. And the phone number is 421-1000. You can call in also toll-free at 1-877-397-5666. 1-877-397-5666.
Como News 1000, FM 97.7, winner of the 2015 Murrow Award for Excellence. Keeping you first keeps us first. This is Como News.
The Federal Railroad Association is ordering Amtrak to take special action in its busy Northeast Corridor to prevent another crash like this week's deadly derailment in Philadelphia. It includes implementing technology to control train speeds, assessing the risk on all curves in the busy Northeast Corridor, and increasing speed limit signage. They saw an opportunity, they took it, and now a key ISIS figure is dead. Abu Sayyaf was viewed as the CFO of the group.
This is a major, major U.S. operation against ISIS, and what we know right now is that it happened last night on the orders of President Obama. U.S. Special Operations Forces, Delta Force, based in Iraq, conducted a raid deep into Syria, and that is significant.
ABC News Chief Foreign Correspondent Terry Moran, tornado watches have just been issued for parts of Texas and Oklahoma as a round of severe storms moves through the area. American Pharoah is the favorite going into today's Preakness. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Stay connected.
Stay informed. This is Como News.
Como News time, 11:31. Right now in Seattle, 57 degrees and cloudy. Now our top stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. I'm Taylor Van Sice. Activists are using paddle power today to protest the massive Shell oil drilling rig docked in Seattle's Elliott Bay at Terminal 5. They're using kayaks and canoes to protest. On Monday, they are going to take it to the streets, according to Charles Knatzer.
It's just a massive direct action that's been set up for people to come out en masse and, again, to display the power of the people. We're not going to take big corporations and let them perpetuate planetary destruction for the sake of short-term gain.
That's Charles Knatzer with Rising Tide Seattle. He says he won't be specific as to where Monday's protests will happen. A judge orders a Puyallup man to spend 25 years in prison for killing his girlfriend by setting her on fire at their South Hill home. Pierce County Prosecutor Mark Lindquist says the death of Maria Pazan was a horrific example of domestic violence. Angel Luis Sierra Reyes pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in April when Reyes and his girlfriend had an argument last May. That's when he says he got a gas can, poured fuel on Pazan, and then started the fire. Police say a 62-year-old Grays Harbor County woman spent the last 2 years producing and distributing child pornography on the Internet. Detectives from Washington State Patrol's Missing and Exploited Children's Task Force arrested Molly Walker Thursday at her Westport home for investigation of trafficking in sexually explicit images of minors. Detectives believe Walker coerced a teenage relative into taking sexually explicit photos of herself and then trafficked those images online. The task force now looking into the possibility that other neighborhood kids could have been victimized. Detectives are also trying to find out who received the images and say more arrests are possible. People in Puyallup should be just waking up from their sleep-in, according to Como's Theron Zahn.
More than a dozen people say they were willing to be arrested at a park in Puyallup to raise awareness about homelessness. They staged a sleep-in overnight, hoping to spur a conversation about the need for more affordable housing in eastern Pierce County. Pioneer Park closed at 10 last night, and people were told they may be arrested if they camped out. When our crews left, the police hadn't been there, and people were preparing to sleep for the night.
I hope that the city realizes that the homeless, that we can be benefit the community. You know, not all of us are bad.
and helping us out will help them in the long run.
Como's Theron's on reporting, and a question now for Como's Art Sanders and Tammy Michaels. How long is your attention span?
Yeah, I know this. It's actually shorter than a goldfish.
That's right.
I thought it would be like something like a minute, 20 seconds.
Oh, you are very optimistic.
But how did they get this? Did we do a staring contest with a goldfish where you looked at a goldfish and the person that turned, or the fish or the person turned away first, you decided who had the longer attention span?
I don't even remember where that conversation started, Art. A study from Microsoft says most humans lost concentration after 8 seconds. Goldfish last at least 9 seconds. Researchers blame technology and say more screens going at the same time make it harder to filter out distractions. Microsoft, by the way, a large producer of such technology. Como News Time, 11:34.
All righty. Now let's check our traffic, AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the force. Judith has, I know, at least a 10-second attention span. At
it
least.
It depends on the traffic. Okay, eastbound I-98 radio, you're really bunching up where traffic has to squeeze into one lane because of the closure of the eastbound lanes on the I-90 bridge. Now in Tukwila, we still have that disabled shuttle bus, South 5, right there at South Center in the center lane. And then in Tacoma, disabled bus, North 5 near 38th. It's mostly on the shoulder, but it's causing also a slowdown. Well, your next report at 11:44. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Cloudy, chance of showers this afternoon. Highs near 60 degrees. Right now it's 56.
Now back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels on Como News.
I am Tammy Michaels, and we're talking a lot about refurbishing, refacing, and replacing your cabinets. And I want to give you a lot of good ideas about all of those things. So what I'm going to say to you when it comes to looking at a budget for your kitchen and your bathroom remodel is, this is also an important part of this, is start with the appliances. And the reason why I say that is you don't know how and where you're going to put what pieces until you know where you're going to place those appliances. And that real estate is going to dictate, those are set sizes. And if you want a 30-inch range or a 36-inch range, it's going to make a major difference in your cabinet out, you know, your layout of your cabinets. If you're going to have a 36-inch wide range, refrigerator, or a 48-inch wide refrigerator, you can see that then what you're left with is you have to look at the real estate that you have for cabinets. So that's why I really like to start on the appliance side of things and know what those appliances are going to be. The next question I want to ask you is, what kind of sink do you want? There's a look to the sink, and then there's the functionality of the sink. And in the case of, you know, some people, they want that farmhouse one basin sink. And I will tell you, I have a one sink, you know, in my kitchen. And it's a pretty big sink. It's about almost, I bet it's about 30 inches wide.
Oh, that's big.
It's big.
Yeah.
It's big. And when we were first talking about it, my husband, who is the cook in our family, said, I'm not sure. I think I want the divider. But now he loves it because you can put those big pots in there. You can get a whole sink of dishes, you know, something that you want to, you know, you want to wash. I love having that one big, deep sink. But, you know, that's another question you want to ask yourself is, do you want a smaller sink? Do you want a bigger sink? That's real estate that then dictates that sink base cabinet. How big is that sink base cabinet going to be? So those are the kinds of decisions that I want you to know before you look at remodeling your kitchen. Now, you know, moving into, for example, the master bathroom, a lot of folks now, and myself included, have in the master ensuite, depending on the size of the house, our master bathroom is not that big. So in our master bathroom, we don't have a bathtub. We have a shower. And I get questions now about that quite a lot. And so that's a question I want you to ask yourself in moving into replacing and remodeling your bathrooms in your home, those master ensuite powder rooms, bathrooms, however you choose to refer to them. Do you want a bathtub? Do you use it? A lot of these bathrooms, especially from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, seriously, they had, you know, swimming pool size bathtubs.
Yeah, really?
And a lot of folks don't use them anymore. I tell people, you want to make sure your house, when you go to resell it, you have a bathtub somewhere. And that's the important thing. But a lot of folks now really want a shower. I will tell you something interesting. When I was in Florida, I'm a bath girl. I like a hot bath. I like to relax in one. So even though I don't have one in our master bedroom, I have one in the bathroom down the hall. So I'm fine. You know, wear a warm robe, you know.
Yeah.
It's fine. But in hotels. So we actually stayed in a rather nice hotel in Key West. And my husband's 6'3". We had to have a king size bed. No bathtubs.
Really?
None. No. And in fact, they had very few bathtubs in the, they'd remodeled the hotel. And as I'm traveling, and my husband travels quite a lot, it's now not uncommon. You know, we're Hilton Honors members, so we stay in a lot of Hilton properties. My husband travels a lot. His company pays for it. But so, yeah, they, the Beverly Hilton, you can't get a bathtub hardly at all. A disabled room is the way that you can oftentimes get a tub. And so, you know, I don't have a problem staying in a ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, universal design, it's also called, will provide you with a bathtub. But just FYI, bathtubs are becoming kind of a thing of yesteryear in master bedrooms. So just, that's the next question you want to ask yourself when you're looking in kitchens. It's the appliances in the sink, in the powder room. I want to know, you know, do you want a bathtub, not want a bathtub? Then the next thing is, do you want two sinks or one big sink? Does everybody, you know, if you've got limited space, would you rather have one big sink? We're now seeing farmhouse style sinks, sometimes even with two faucets in the bathroom.
Huh.
That it's a little more practical. You don't have splashing and, you know, smaller bathrooms, but you get one bigger, deeper bathroom sink. That's kind of a trend now also. Just a little interest, you know.
Yeah, you know, those, you might want to wash your hair or something, and then
in the sink, wash the dog.
Yeah.
You know, little dogs. Yeah. So these are the kinds of things that I'm very interested in, and I see the trends because I work in the industry, and I wanted to talk about some of these things today. And these things help people because they don't know where to start and what their options are. So I wanted to spend some time kind of going through a few of these things.
So bathtubs
today
are going the way of the dinosaur.
Well,
someplace.
Have one somewhere in the house. So in other words, like the guest bathroom. You don't want to eliminate all bathtubs in the house, but you don't have to have one in the master ensuite. If you don't have a lot, because a lot of houses don't have very big bathrooms.
That's right.
And so, you know, this is a way, they call them shubs, tower tub combinations.
Shubs.
Shubs, yeah.
All right. The phone number is this, 1-877-397-5666 to talk to Tammy Michaels Inside Out.
No one builds a more sound cabinet for such a sound price than Sound Kitchen and Bath. Replace or reface Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Speaking of showers, you should think about replacing your shower head. Now, one of the things you're going to find out, just like Governor Inslee has reported, we're facing drought conditions now, even in our state. So there's water restrictions. You go to buy a new shower head, you're going to find out they've restricted the flow of water. That's why you want Brizo. Brizo, B-R-I-Z-O. They have the H2O Kinetic products. And what I love about the H2O Kinetic technology is you get larger droplets of water that retain heat longer, and you get a massaging effect in a denser spray pattern for a feeling and drenching experience. It's just luxurious. You're going to want this. I have it in my shower. My shower is never cold. It's a luxurious shower with bigger droplets of water. Brizo, B-R-I-Z-O, with the H2O Kinetic technology, and it's available at Ferguson, especially in Bellevue.
Buy your metal roofing materials direct from Metal Roof Specialties, the Northwest premier source for metal roofing, metal siding, and custom metal fabrications. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. For homeowners and builders alike, you will love the selection and service, and they won't be undersold. Ask about installed pricing with preferred installers. Buy direct at Metal Roof Specialties and save. Check them out at ilovemetalroofs.com. That's ilovemetalroofs.com.
Como News Time, 11:44. AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s with Judith Larson.
Well, we're starting to slow a little bit south 5 through Everett near 41st because it looks like somebody dropped chunks of wood in the two right lanes. They did, however, clear that disabled shuttle bus south 5 at South Center right there out of the, the center lane. However, it looks like 405 approaching I-5 right there is all bunched up from that. And they cleared the bus out of your way in Tacoma to North 5 near 38th. That didn't leave much of a backup. Up, though. Your next report at 11:54. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Cloudy today, chance of showers this afternoon, highs around 60 degrees. Right now it's 56.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. You have a home design question? Tammy Michaels has the answer. Now more Inside Out.
More Inside Out. The inside, the outside of your home. That's what I care about. Trying to give you great advice when it comes to building, remodeling, all of those things that really matter to you. And I want to tell you, a lot of my opinions evolved through the years. And I try to stay on top of the latest trends. You can have a timeless home. But what I will share with you is that even timeless means that there are some updates and some changes as things go along in order to, well, you know, first of all, technology changes.
Oh, yeah.
So
rapidly.
So exactly. So the, the appliances need to be upgraded and updated. And you find out that in the case of shower systems, for example, there's now the water restrictions, as you know. And let me tell you, those water restrictions, saying something nice about a sponsor, Brizo, those water restrictions aren't, this is something that it's not going to go away anytime soon. And they are making it more and more difficult. And I call it, folks should be aware that a lot of this started with Cal Green. And everybody knows what's going on with the water in California and all along, you know, the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this. And these water restrictions now really do mean that there's going to be less flow coming out of your faucets. And what that means is a cold shower. And it's not fun. If you go to a hotel and you get in the shower and they've got the, you know, there's barely, it almost feels like there's no water pressure.
Yeah.
There might be water pressure, but they've restricted the flow of the water. They don't want to give you as bold a shower as you're accustomed to. So now when folks are remodeling, they're running into these kinds of things. So that's why I try to stay on top of the technology, stay on top of the products, stay on top of the people that offer you the best solutions. And I always say, I know the teachers. I want to talk to you. There's lots of great questions coming our way. Let's give out our phone numbers.
Yeah, we're at 421-1000, toll free 1-877-397-5666.
Let's go to Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Tammy. Thanks so much for taking my call. My question is, we have a house and we redid the siding. We have really nice hardy plank siding.
Okay.
But the foundation, which support concrete, doesn't have the siding on it. And I wanted to put something like a stone on it, like some of the newer houses I see have like the the siding, and then it's the stonework out at
sure.
the bottom.
Sure.
And I'm wondering what type of a product, and who does that, and then is it going to be a problem between the flashing and where the stones go? Between the edge of where the siding ends, the hardy plank ends, and where the stones are going to go.
Okay, this is a great question. And what I want to say to you is that when it comes to putting in stone and the connection between the materials, you're asking all the right questions. All the right questions. And I'm going to send you to a retail location that can really help you. I'm going to send you to McClendon Home Services because they have a list of contractors, subcontractors that go through that business, and they're locally represented, licensed, bonded, and insured. And then you're going to be okay as far as working in conjunction with hardy plank, siding, and then also the stone. The other place I'm going to send you to is Dunn Lumber. And Dunn Lumber sells a lot of hardy plank siding. It's a great siding product. Eventually, it's one of the things that I'm going to add to my own home. I really like it. But Dunn Lumber sells a ton of hardy plank, and they'll have a list of good people that in your area can give you competitive prices on installing the stone. The other thing is that I want to share with you about the stonework around the house. There's a ton of variables in the prices, and it's one of those things that here's what I'd recommend you do. Drive around, take photos of the look that you're going for. Because there's the river rock look. River rock means water flowed over it. And so the edges are rounded. And then there's more the broken, rough stone look. And some of them are in kind of cream shades, off-white shades, natural stones, beiges, all the way to the gray, as you think of like charcoals, like the pencil shade. So, you know, lead, you know, like the lead in a pencil. So take a look at what you want. That's how you're going to find where you get the stone, because river rock's going to come from one set of locations, and then the natural broken stone is going to come from another set. What I will tell you, send me an email also. There's a group of guys that are way up north, and they do a wonderful job with stone. And I worked with them on Sell This House Extreme. And let me look up their information and send you their contact info. Give me a couple days. I'm Tammy at TammyMichaels.com. I can tell you I'll respond to you by Monday or Tuesday of next week. And I'll look up their info and I'll give it to you. Flag it that it's important. And then we spoke on the radio. And I'll put it up. And I'll put it up for you. But remind me, okay?
Okay. All right. Absolutely.
Because it's the weekend.
So
you know, I get to take the day off.
Yeah.
So thank you. Yeah. No, that's a really great question. And you know, and what folks should know is when you start mixing materials and you're going from one material to the next, there's flashing, there's continuity. This is where folks get all kinds of, you know, runoff and water that goes behind the product. So, you know, what she's asking is really a complex set of questions, but I don't think it should necessarily, as far as home improvement projects go, ridiculously expensive. I really do have good things to say about the box stores like McClendon's and Dunn when it comes to finding subcontractors related to those type of projects. And they have a whole list. They know these guys. The reason why they're a good place to go for these kind of contractors, they know who pays their bills.
Yeah.
So the folks who pay their bills, these are contractors that are going to have more stability. They've known them a long time. It's a good place to go to find a contractor or subcontractor.
Phone number 1-877-397-5666. It's Tammy Michaels Inside Out.
Metal Roof Specialties, the premier source for metal roofing and siding. Low prices and great selection. ilovemetalroofs.com. That's ilovemetalroofs.com.
Here's what I can tell you about Rainier Shade. I have their products on my own home, and I can't say enough things about this company, how amazing they are. Reduce the heat in your home. Summer is coming. Reduce the glare on your television set. If you have a view, this will enhance your view. Those shades come down, and what I can tell you is it's beautiful. In fact, your view is enhanced. Protect your furnishings and your floors. I have wide plank natural walnut floors, and these shades protect my flooring. They also have retractable awnings. About this time of year, you know, we get a little bit of rain, but you want to go outside and barbecue, you're going to be really glad you have a retractable awning. And the whole thing can be motorized, so the shades with the touch of a button come up and down. They're on a remote. It's easy as can possibly be. These folks are local. They've been around a long time, and I trust them. Rainier Shade. Check them out for yourself. Reduce the heat, reduce the glare, and protect your furnishings and your floors. Rainier Shade.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist. I'm a patient, and the truth is that I need to be able to take my medication easily and get back to my life. Doctor, you know medicine. Pharmacist, you know medication. So please get together and come up with something I can take and tolerate.
Visit Key Compounding Pharmacy at 530 South 336th Street, Federal Way. Online at keycompounding.com. Call 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900.
Luxury should do more than just look good. Brizo Kitchen and Bath offers a beautiful range of fashion-forward products that will delight your eyes and refresh your conscience using H2O Kinetic and hands-free technology that control volume and velocity to create the ultimate functionality blended with focused conservation. Brizo, gorgeous kitchen, bath, and shower systems. Available at Ferguson Showrooms.
Shop Ferguson!
And let's check our AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours with Judith.
Well, North 5 is definitely stop-and-go traffic from the West Seattle Bridge to the 520 Bridge. Plus, we have more people heading into the U District now. This is the street fair that's underway. Also, South 5 in Everett as you head toward 41st. The reason you're slowing there is because we have wood debris, chunks of wood in the two right lanes. This by True Car. Download the True Car app today. Find the new car you want. See what others paid. Then lock in those savings. Save time, save money, never overpay. So just download True Car app today. Your next report at 12:02. I'm Judith Larson, Como News.
Thanks, Judith. Pretty much a gray day. Chance of showers by afternoon. Highs near 60. Right now, it's 56.
Como News. Inside Out is back on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Here's Tammy Michaels.
I am Tammy Michaels. As we are wrapping up, let's see if we can get to this call very quickly. Christine, how can I help you? You've got about 1 minute.
All right. Thank you, Tammy, for taking my call. My son is looking for reclaimed lumber to put in his downstairs room, and then we need like a remnant or something for a piece of carpet upstairs in the bedroom where some burglars did damage.
I would send you to Earthwise and reuse, renew. Look up Salvage Seattle, but I find great reclaimed wood at Earthwise. And they often have reclaimed flooring, and they're really good folks. So, and you would also be able to find a remnant like that. Are you looking for a remnant of carpet?
Yes. And then for the bedroom upstairs where they did damage to the carpeting, it needs to be replaced. And I didn't, rather than going to a regular carpet.
Okay.
Store,
I gotcha. Carpet Liquidators. They're located all over Puget Sound. I love those folks. They're great when it comes to that kind of thing. And they're really nice people. So, and they offer installers. And seriously, they have some of the best carpet on the planet at a fabulous price. I love the folks at Carpet Liquidators. They've been friends of mine for a lot of years. Got great things to say about them. They will take care of you, and they will not lie to you. They're really good folks. So that should take care of you on that. And seriously, just look up Salvage Seattle on that other part of it. We had a fantastic show today.
Yeah, I've learned a lot.
You know, we covered a lot of subjects, and Tuesday's news segment on Como 4 News at approximately 11:22, 11:23. I'm going to talk about in this market where folks are out there buying houses, clamoring to buy houses, maybe some houses that you think to yourself, well, is this going to cost me a lot of money to fix it up? Or maybe this house just looks like it's just the conditions are so disparaging, I would not want to buy this home. Well, I'm going to give you some words of wisdom about some homes you should look at and, you know, the things you should see for yourself. I was on Sell This House Extreme for, a number of years, did multiple episodes for them, and really started in this industry when it came to flipping houses in Southern California, right at the height of the real estate market. It was just on fire. And so this is something I know a thing or two about. We're going to share lots of information on Como 4 News in the 11 a.m. news, about 11:22. So please join me for that. And I want to thank you, Art. I want to thank Taylor Van Sice for helping us today with our call screening, and you, the listener. And I want to say, you know, make all those design decisions with your kids, your pets, the people you love in mind. And thank everyone for joining us today. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we'll do it again next week.
We'll do it again next week.
Same time, same station.
KOMO Seattle, KOMO FM Oakville.
Continuing coverage of the top news, traffic, and weather on Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and comonews.com.
Latest on the oil rig demonstrations coming up in Como News. Also, we have a whole lot more as well on a Bellevue missing child straight ahead. Right now, we're at 56 degrees in Seattle. Chance of showers this afternoon, highs near 60 degrees. It's 12 noon.